The holiday season is a special time for many people each year. To many, it means time spent with the family, eating way too much delicious food, opening lots of Christmas presents, hanging out in pajamas, and maybe getting a visit from Saint Nick. But for some, the holiday season can mean quite the opposite. Fear, disappointment, anxiety, abandonment. It's just a few of the problems that some families face each holiday season. Luckily, there are a few shining stars in Timmins who organize Christmas boxes for the less fortunate so that their Christmas can be just as special. Right now, I'm joined by one of those shining stars. Nancy and Derek Porter have brought back their Christmas box campaign for a third straight year, and they could really use your help to beat their goal from last year. Nancy Porter joins me today, and I thank you for joining me. Nancy, where did the idea of putting together these Christmas boxes come from?
So this started with my husband, Derek, and myself. For a long time, we were struggling and having a hard time, you know, for Christmas with the kids and stuff. So we just basically had, like, we call them angels that just dropped off gifts to the kids for Christmas. We didn't know where they came from. We just knew that it was people that dropped them off. So we decided that when we were able to do that, you know, that that's something we wanted to do. So we started doing that about 3 years ago.
So people were helping you, and then you decided to finally give back to the community and do your own Christmas box campaign.
That's right.
So now you are the angels.
If you want to look at it that way, yeah, but it's not just us. It's everybody that's donating, that's helping out. Like, yeah, we can't just take the credit for this.
So how has this campaign evolved? What did the first year of this donation box look like?
Basically, how this started was just like a memory box that we wanted the families to do together with PJ's movies, like I had said. But it grew far more than that. Now it seems like it's a lot more. Now we're adding, like I said, little gifts and whatnot. So it's more of a memory than just having like a movie or hot chocolate and popcorn kind of thing.
So on top of the gifts you're giving, you're also giving experiences.
Exactly. We're hoping to be able to keep it as a tradition where they can pass this on to their children and their children can pass this on to their children, and, you know, and so on.
So last year you were able to get 37 boxes out to families that need them, which is absolutely fantastic. How many are you aiming for this year?
We're aiming for 50.
50? That's a great goal.
Yeah. well, hopefully it'll happen, but yeah, we're going to push.
What kinds of things are you looking for to go into these boxes?
Basically, what we're looking for is hot chocolate packages, popcorn, so that they can have like a family night, movies, and then a little gifts that go with it. You know, just even like for teenagers, because a lot of the donations just come for children. And we also want like the teenagers to kind of like not feel left out. So like cosmetics, body spray, bath stuff, art crafts for kids, you know, just basically anything.
And when do these boxes get dropped off? When's like the final big push for donations?
The 23rd, so that they can be ready for the 24th for everybody, yeah.
Are you doing this all on your own, or is anybody helping you as well?
Just my husband and I, we're the ones that gather the boxes and stuff. And like I said, we rely on people with donations. So the more donations we have, the more boxes we can make.
If people want to get involved, Nancy, how should they go about donating their items?
If the donations are from Timmins, my husband and I can pick them up. They can contact me at 705-365-0576. If the donations come from Iroquois Falls or the area, then they can be dropped off at a residence, or we can also pick them up. So they can drop it off at 875 Centennial Street.
Nancy, I really want to thank you for your time today, and I know you're going to make Christmas a little more special for some families this year.
That's our goal, and I hope so too.